Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Trash. A Garbagemen Story is a memoir and social expose by Montreal garbagemen Simon Perret-Poupart, drawing on more than two decades of work on garbage trucks. The book presents waste collection as both a physically punishing trade and a revealing window into modern consumer society. Perret-Poupart combines first-hand labor experience with a sociology-trained perspective, so the book is not only about one worker's life, but also about the systems that produce, hide, and normalize waste. It reflects on the camaraderie, danger, and rough humor of sanitation work, while also criticizing overconsumption, labor invisibility, and the social marginalization of people who handle society's leftovers. The memoir's purpose is to make readers confront the material reality of garbage and the human labor behind its removal, rather than imagining that waste simply disappears. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, garbage collection as hard physical labor and skilled work. A central idea in the book is that garbage collection is far more demanding than most outsiders assume. Perret-Poupart emphasizes the physical endurance required to lift heavy bags, move through repeated stops, and work at a relentless pace in all kinds of weather. The job is not presented as dirty work in a simplistic sense, but as an expert form of manual labor that requires coordination, strength, rhythm, and toughness. This matters because the memoir pushes back against the common tendency to treat sanitation as invisible or low-status service rather than serious work. By describing the job from the inside, Perret-Poupart restores dignity to the profession and shows that the people doing it are not interchangeable functions in a municipal system. Their labor is essential, specialized, and exhausting, and the book repeatedly argues that the city depends on workers whose effort is usually overlooked. Secondly, waste as evidence of consumer society and its excesses, the book uses garbage as a social lens for understanding modern life. Perret-Poupart is interested not only in what is thrown away, but in what those discarded materials reveal about patterns of consumption, convenience, and excess. The memoir suggests that trash is not an accidental byproduct of daily life, but a visible record of a society organized around constant purchasing and disposal. That perspective gives the book its critical edge. The garbage truck becomes a moving archive of collective behavior. Rather than treating waste as something that disappears after pickup, Perret-Poupart insists on its persistence and its consequences. This theme broadens the memoir beyond occupational storytelling and turns it into a critique of consumer culture. Readers are pushed to think about how ordinary habits generate enormous material residue, and how the smooth functioning of modern cities depends on workers who absorb the consequences of habits that others rarely examine. Thirdly, the social invisibility and marginalization of sanitation workers. Another major theme is the social position of garbage workers themselves. Perret-Poupart describes sanitation workers as people who are often ignored, stereotyped, or seen only through the lens of the task they perform. The memoir shows how that invisibility operates both socially and materially. Workers can be physically exposed in public while remaining culturally unseen. The book also points to the precarious labor conditions historically faced by waste collectors in Quebec, which reinforces the idea that essential work has often been poorly protected and undervalued. This is not only a labor issue but a social one, because the memoir links waste work to broader categories of exclusion. Perret-Poupart suggests that people who perform socially necessary but stigmatized labor are placed near the margins of respectability, even when their work keeps cities functioning. The result is a strong critique of how modern societies distribute recognition unevenly across occupations. Fourthly, a sociology-informed critique of human waste and social exclusion. Perret-Poupart's background in sociology shapes the book's larger argument. He uses waste management to explore the way societies produce not only garbage, but also discarded people, meaning those denied status, opportunity, or inclusion. This gives the memoir a wider intellectual frame than a simple workplace narrative. The book connects municipal trash collection to social theory by suggesting that systems of disposal mirror systems of exclusion. People and objects can both be treated as residue once they are no longer seen as useful to the mainstream. That idea deepens the memoir because it links the literal handling of garbage to questions about poverty, social failure, and public indifference. At the same time, the book avoids becoming purely academic. Perret-Poupart's theory is anchored in lived experience, so the sociology never floats away from the truck route, the depot, or the body at work. The result is a rare combination of scholarship and street-level observation. Lastly, freeganism, self-critique, and the search for a less wasteful ethic. The memoir also traces how the job pushed Perret-Poupart toward freeganism, a waste-reducing lifestyle shaped by his direct exposure to the scale of everyday disposal. This theme matters because it shows that the book is not just observational, but reflexive. The author does not merely describe waste from his distance. He changes his own habits in response to what he sees. That personal shift gives the book practical relevance, since it links awareness of waste to ethical behavior, rather than leaving the critique at the level of complaint. Freeganism is presented as one response to overconsumption, not as a universal solution, but as a meaningful way of resisting needless waste. This topic also strengthens the memoir's credibility because the author is not lecturing from outside the system. He is a worker whose livelihood depends on the very material flow he questions. That tension gives the book much of its force and makes its environmental concern feel grounded rather than abstract. In conclusion, Trash: A Garbageman's Story is best suited for readers interested in labor memoirs, urban life, environmental waste, and social criticism. It will appeal to anyone who wants to understand how cities function behind the scenes. As well as readers drawn to books about blue-collar work that are informed by intellectual perspective rather than nostalgia or sentimentality. Its practical value lies in how it changes the reader's perception of garbage, disposal, and the people who do this work every day. Its intellectual value comes from linking a highly concrete job to broader questions about consumerism, class, exclusion, and dignity. What makes it stand out from other memoirs in the genre is its dual identity. It is both a first-hand account of sanitation labor and a sociological critique of the society that depends on that labor while rarely noticing it. The book is vivid, unsparing, and unusually grounded in lived experience, which gives it a perspective that is both human and analytical. Readers looking for a memoir that is specific, socially aware, and structurally revealing will find it distinctive. If you would like to support Simon Per Poophart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.